So this past week was all about live music. What else is there? In your world, there's very little else because you go out pretty much every night, but I don't get to go out very much. But let's start at the beginning of the week.
This past week,
we had live webcast from the 9:30 Club with Polizza and Marijuana Death Squads. Oh, I'm supposed to be in a meeting right
now.
Yeah,
me too. Music, multimedia. We got out of that one pretty good.
Snooze.
cancel.
Sorry.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway, we did Marijuana Death Squads opened up for Polizza. And you first mentioned this band over the summer. You went to see, I think, Diarrhea Planet with our previous intern, Thor Slaughter. And I think Marijuana Death Squads opened for them.
Jam.
That's right.
Are there any others? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Pizza.
Right. Okay. So that's Thor.
and someone made us a box of Thor. I should find his name.
A Thor box. It has recordings of Thor, and you hit the box it randomly.
And you get things like
number one cut.
Anyway, you saw Marijuana Death Squads with Thor, and it was amazing. This is a band from Minnesota. They opened in our Polizza webcast we did last week. The set's online. You can still go to hear it and watch it. And I had never heard this band before or seen them, and I was able to watch it. Even though I was producing back here at NPR, I could watch the video as it was coming through, and that just was mind-blowing. They've got two live drummers.
Both are from Polizza.
Both of whom are also in Polizza. The laptops, these super processed vocals, music that really, I mean, truly does not fall into any category at all, but just this, just a staggering, heart-stopping performance, punctuated by these nonstop blasts of strobe lights, a complete freak out. Marijuana Death Squads, they've got a new album out called Oh My Sexy Lord, and even though we've talked about them on the show before, we've actually never played them. So here's Marijuana Death Squads. I want to do the cut Ewok Sadness from Oh My Sexy Lord.
Broken inside the ocean.
what just happened?
Yeah, no, those guys are insane. The first time I saw them, being marijuana death squads, was at a place called DC9.
Mm-hmm. And it's a very tiny space.
Yeah, tiny space, and they and they set up like Dan Deacon does. They set up in the middle of the crowd. In fact, this is one of the rare times that they're up on stage, so they're still getting used to that.
I mention as much not to say, oh, that's a small venue, but just that it's such a massive performance and show, and just it's hard for me to imagine a space like that being able to contain them.
Yeah, and they have a rotating cast of characters in that group, so there's a core. Ryan Olson, of course, is one of the core, who is also the writer, songwriter for Polisa. And he doesn't perform in Polisa, but he does perform in Marijuana Death Squads. He used to be in Gangs. And then last time I saw him, Channy from Polisa was in the group, part of the band.
The lead singer
Polisa. Polisa. And then Harmar Superstar joins them now and again. He was there in his underwear.
Wow. No guitarists, no bassists, just three laptops and keyboards. And the two drummers, just incredible, incredible show. And people can still, like I said, you can still watch it online if you go to our website, npr.org/liveconcerts. You can hear it, see it. And if you subscribe to our live concerts podcast, you can download a copy of that show to enjoy. More importantly, the name of that cut was Ewok Sadness. I bet you have no idea what an Ewok is.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one reference of pop culture. That
a little bear-like creature that...
It's on the end of a toothbrush or something. I don't know. I just made that up. Speaking of bears on the end of toothbrushes, I'm going to play a group called Toy.
Of course.
Nice segue. So Toy is a band from London. This is their second album. First was a self-titled record. This record I cannot get my arms around or ears around completely, other than some songs are really, really noisy and others sounds like it might be the Birds, the band, not the animal creature. So I'm going to play a noisy one, and it's 8 minutes long. Can I do that?
I've got nothing else I'm doing.
Great, you want to go
except for this meeting that we're supposed to be at that both missing right now. I guess I could run to a few minutes of it.
DJs, when you play eight-minute cuts, would go out back.
Yeah, right, have smoke, a smoke. Cigarette, yeah.
So let's you want to go do that?
Yeah.
All right.
You holding?
Thank you.
Number one cut.
Right? I mean,
that's incredible.
That is a great song.
I think we just had a 1-2 punch. Boom, boom, Marijuana Death Squads and Toy. That was incredible.
Oh, good. I'm glad you liked it. I was so puzzled by this record. I mean, there's a sound like this on the record.
I'll pick you up.
Wow.
I mean, it sounds
that
like,
doesn't sound
right.
Yeah,
exactly. Not the same record, but it's completely the same record. So, Toy is a band there from London. Join the dots.
So let's go back to the whole live music thing. I told you how last week was all about live. It was basically one long affirmation of how awesome and important live music
yes.
is in the world. And you and I don't go out together very much. We don't get many opportunities to go see shows together. But this past week, the planets aligned, and we were able to go out and catch John Vanderslice together at DC9. We just mentioned DC9, where you first place you saw Marijuana Death Squads. I thought it was just the perfect space to see John Vanderslice in, because you can get really close to the stage.
Although that said, Vanderslice said, is everybody comfortable?
Right.
Right? Can everybody see okay?
Yeah.
He says, I hate going to shows because there's always like somebody in the way, or
some
is there something
moron wearing a hat.
That's right. And at that moment, which you did say that, you didn't use the word moron, something close to it. At that moment, I heard this that moron.
Because
right?
you were the guy in the audience wearing the hat.
Wearing the hat. And I tossed my hat at John, which he then put the hat on.
Yeah, proceeded to wear it through the next song. I don't think you could see you because the lights on the stage.
Totally.
And then when he went to hand the hat back and he realized who you were, he said, oh, I should have kept it. He was so chatty with the audience and just the most wonderful way. You know, I heard somebody, we were like an hour into the show, and someone behind me said, what has he played, like 5 or 6 songs or something like that? And it was fine.
Yeah.
It was totally fine that he hadn't just done one hit song after, after the other. And when you go out, you're taking a chance, right? And it was as good as you ever hope a live show will be.
That's
when
right.
You go
it was
out.
Totally, because of all the chat, it was personal.
Yeah.
He was interacting. It wasn't like just telling a story that you'll click on YouTube and you'll hear the same story 17 times.
Right,
at least
right.
I hope not, right, John?
And this is a good excuse for us to go back and revisit the record he put out earlier this year. It's called Dagger Beach. Thought this was a great chance. Also, we're getting to the end of the year. We're looking back at some of our favorite records as we get ready to release our top 10 or more lists for 2013.
Let's just keep calling it the top 20.
I don't think I can do 10.
Yeah, we'll just call it the top 20.
But if I had to do 10, John's record would definitely be on that list, Dagger Beach. Can we play a cut from that record called How the West Was Won?
Absolutely.
All right, How the West Was Won, John Vanderslice from Dagger Beach.
Barley.
John Vanderslice from his 2013 record definitely will be on my top 10 of the year. Dagger Beach is the record, and that song was How the West Was Won.
And it didn't try to pull this record off, because it's a complicated record, right?
Yeah, right.
It's very much a studio record at times. I think, for me, it sounds like Sufjan Stevens' records. I mean, mm-hmm. I think there's a lot of complicated stuff going on. It was him and a guitar and a drummer. Drummer with his left hand played the drums, and sometimes with his right hand played the drums, mm-hmm. but at other times he...
Well, I mean, he was doing everything. In fact, at one moment, John Vanderslice told the audience, he said, look, I just want to tell you how little I'm doing and how much his drummer is doing. Jason Slota was his drummer, and it's just amazing to watch him drum and play the bass line on the keyboards. And then John Vanderslice had a guy on effects, doing effects on vocals. His name was Jacob Winnick. And I thought it was actually pulled off very nicely. I loved hearing these songs take shape with that sort of arrangement. Anyway, if you get a chance to go see John Vanderslice live, do yourself a favor and go. Seriously, go. Do it. Just go. You will not regret it. Wonderful show. Yeah. So glad you and I were able to get there and see him play. It's just so nice.
Thanks, John. I'm going to play a song by Hospitality. They have a new record coming out.
Oh, yeah.
We had featured them, just last year, right? Self-titled record. This mm-hmm. is their second record. This is a second band who has their second record, whose first record was self-titled on the show. Just going to point that out.
Mind blown.
Yes, and Hospitality. Amber Papini is the lead singer and songwriter and voice of Hospitality. Record has a nice change, but not a direct left turn or right turn. You know, it's Hospitality the minute you hear Amber singing, right?
Right.
So I'll play a song off of the new record. The new record's called Trouble, and I'll play a song called, I love this, I Miss Your Bones. Thank you.
Yeah, I like the direction that the band is taking with this record. We're going to do a first listen on this Hospitality record the week before it comes out. It's out on January 28th. And I've been listening to it.
Of 2014.
Of 2014, if you can believe it. Yeah, it's like, oh, yeah. But it's coming up fast. Not too early, as I keep saying, to think about it. But I've been spending a little time with this record in anticipation of the first listen. And it's definitely a Hospitality record. But you know that first one they put out had a real breeziness to it and a wistfulness to it. And that's...
Screw that.
Yeah, it's completely missing from this next one, which is great.
I'm all I got to, you know?
Yeah. No, I mean, and that's gone in the second record, which is totally fine. It's nice to hear them stretch out a little bit. This new record rocks a bit more.
Time to rock.
Right?
Exactly.
Pizza.
Yeah, all those things, man, wrapped into one.
Oh, Thor.
Whose turn is it?
I think it's mine.
Oh, okay.
So... Back in going all the way back to the beginning of the year, I had an artist on named Liz Harris. She's in a band called Grouper. Featured her a cut from her record, "The Man Who Died in His Boat." She's back with a new project called Raum, R A U M. She recorded this one with an artist out of Brooklyn named Jeffrey Cantu Ledesma. And they both sort of, they're two musicians who occupy the same sort of sonic space. Their music is very ethereal, very dreamy, very airy, sometimes a little creepy. This new project that they recorded together, they're calling A Loose Set of Memories and Dreams. And that's what it feels like when you listen to the song I want to play. The record is called Event of Your Leaving, and this song is called Blood Moon. Liz Harris and Jeffrey Candu Ledesma playing together as Rom on that song Blood Moon from their new record, Event of Your Leaving, that comes out November 15th. And we were talking as we were listening to this how well that song would fit alongside some of the other stuff we've heard this year, including the Tim Hecker record. Yeah. And it reminded me a lot of Juliana Barwick's right. music, but, you know, which the kinds of things that she does with vocals, though not quite as distorted as, you know, as gritty as it was in this recording, but just takes me away. You know, we just had him on last week, but it was so nice. We have to bring him on twice. Lars Gotrich, NPR Music.
You know, he rejected me playing Erasure Christmas music.
It's really bad. I tried. I like Erasure. Yeah.
So last week, and this is, you know, really an exciting opportunity for us to show the real range that Lars has as a music connoisseur, because last week it was American Primitive Guitars, and this week it's a metal record that we are featuring in our First Listen series. A record, Lars, I'll let you tell people about, but maybe you can explain as a jumping off point why one of the comments on the First Listen page from a listener says, "Lozenge, anyone?"
Well, so it's for this record by an Italian metal band called Ethel Duoth. Which is actually a J.R.R. Tolkien reference for the Tolkien nerds out there. The name of the album is Hymn by Light, Shaped by Darkness, and maybe that particular commenter was responding to the vocals by the lead screamer singer Karen Criss, who is the wife of David Tiso, who is kind of the mastermind behind this band that's been around a little bit over a decade, kind of making this really naughty, very MC Escher-like death metal.
And we don't do a lot of metal records in our First Listen series, but this is one that you are really excited about. So why did this one stand out to you this year?
Well, Ethel Duoth, they don't really put out that much music. It's been about 4 years since their last record, which was this strange little oddity, a concept album told from the point of view of a dog.
I'm there.
You're there.
You had me at point of view of a dog.
It's also been a really fascinating year for veterans in the death metal scene who kind of make this very claustrophobic kind of music. There's this great band called Gorguts who came back after 7 years and made this incredible album called Colored Sands. And this Ethel Duoth record, I feel like even though it's plenty weird and maybe it's not always something that people would immediately flock to that aren't in the metal realm, it's grounded by a lot more weight and a lot more low end than a lot of these other records, because all the others feel very ethereal and heady, and this one's a little bit more feet on the ground.
Has a nice bottom end to it.
There you go.
So what do you want to play?
I want to play the opening cut, Feathers Under My Skin.
Number one cut.
Oh, God. Thanks, Lars.
I think we're done.
Thanks, guys.
I'm Bob Boylan, along with Robin Hilton. You're listening to All Songs Considered from NPR Music.
To be.